The following program is brought to you by the friends and partners of Bobby Hogan Ministries.
On Kingdom Living, we're going to release a prophetic word about overflow. This word can shift you into a season of overflow. It's your prophet, Bobby Hogan. This word's going to be a blessing to you, the body of Christ. Stay where you are as this word goes forth. Before we get into the word, I want you to know we are going to Israel. Yes, Israel is open back up. No shots required. I've been going to Israel for probably close to 45 years, sometimes three times a year. My daughter is a citizen of Israel, and I've taken hundreds of people to Israel, and I'm excited that we're going back. And I want you to go with us. If you desire more information about this trip, simply call the number that was given, and right now it's on the screen again, or you may also text the word Israel to 479-755, text, or 479-755-8398, and give us your phone number, and one of our staff will call you back with more information. You need to go to Israel. We just come out of our prophetic conference, Overflow. Prophet after prophet released a word about overflow. This is the word we're going to release on the broadcast. Let's look in the Word of God. Isaiah 54, verse 2, out of the NLT. Enlarge your house. Build an addition. Why did God say this? He said, spread out your home and spare no expense. Verse 3, for you shall soon be busting at the seams. The Good News Translation says, you will extend your boundaries on all sides, north, south, east, west. Your boundaries are going to be extended. But notice verse 2 where it says, and spare no expense. God tells the children of Israel, I'm getting ready to bless you. I'm getting ready to bless you like you've never been blessed. But you need to make more room so you can contain all the blessings. He said, don't worry about the cost. Listen, I looked up this spare no expense. And the definition is do it as good as possible without trying to save money. Do it as good as possible without trying to save money. Now, I have a word that if you believe this word, you will step into a season of overflow even as I am preaching and prophesying. I'm not saying 6 months or a year. I'm saying you can step into overflow in the next few moments. Overflow. How would you like to be able to build that church, that ministry headquarters, and build what you want, as big as you want, without even the consideration of how much it costs? Sounds too good to be true. Well, it must be God then. Hallelujah. How would you like to build your house, your dream house? Some of you have been renting. It's time for you to become an owner. I'm prophesying right now there's people that are going from renting to owning. I'm prophesying that. How would you like to build your own house as big as you want, not have to cut back the size because of lack of money? Everything you want in the house, money not a consideration because you're in overflow. Or maybe that dream car, SUV, truck, you've been trying to believe for a down payment. I'm trying to believe for $3,000. Why not just believe God can have you so blessed you can pay cash for it? One of my minister friends got a prophetic word just a few weeks ago about God was going to bless them. They were going to Land Rover status. And what happened after the prophetic word went forth? Somebody come and give them cash to buy that Land Rover. That's the kind of God I serve. Come on, I'm telling you, a God of more than enough. How would you like to get that dream car, that dream truck? Not even have to consider the price because you are living in overflow. Overflow. That's where God's wanting you to go. Somebody said, but don't you know the world is in a mess? Don't you know unemployment and inflation and the price of gas? Yeah, I understand that. I just come off of a trip. One place I filled up, it was $100 or $120, and my tank wasn't even on empty. And I got in my vehicle, and I thought, maybe I need to rent a small car that gets 35 miles a gallon instead of 19. Then my spirit just became alive. I said, no way. My God is able to fill my tank if it's $10 a gallon. I'm not going down. If anything, the devil makes me mad, I'll go up, glory to God. You need to quit worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow, how you're going to do it. Let God bless you so much as you step into this overflow season, as you begin to experience this overflow anointing, that money is no problem. You don't even have to balance your checkbook unless you want to, because you know there's so much money in there because you're in overflow. Hallelujah. But it's troublesome times. I understand. But listen to this. The Bible tells us about Isaac. You know the story in Isaiah chapter 26. We know Isaac was in a time of famine. Verse 12, listen to this. Then Isaac sold in that land. What land? A land that was in famine. He sold in famine. You don't withhold your seed because of famine. You don't withhold your seed because of difficult times. You don't withhold your seed because of fear. You break the spirit of fear by sowing that seed in faith. He sowed in famine and reaped the same year 100-fold. My, 100-fold. The same year, not 5 years, not 10 years, not when the famine was over. In famine, in the middle of famine, he reaped 100-fold. But that was just the beginning of his blessing. That was just the beginning. Listen to this. He reaped the same year 100-fold. And what does it say? And the Lord blessed him. Above the 100-fold, he got blessed. Now listen to the next verse, verse 13. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. And the New King James Version says, until it became very prosperous. He experienced overflow in the middle of a difficult time. He experienced overflow when nobody else was. Listen, we operate under a different system. We operate under different principles. We operate by the principles of the kingdom. Our constitution is the Bible. Man, I'm feeling the anointing of the Holy Ghost. He that hath ears, let him hear what the Spirit is saying right now to the churches. Hosea said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Come on, you have to understand I'm giving you prophetic knowledge. You don't have to be affected. The Bible says in Job, you can laugh at famine. You can laugh at famine. You can laugh at calamity. We operate, I repeat, under different principles in the kingdom. And I repeat, our constitution is the Bible. Glory to God. And we can live in overflow in difficult times. Listen, I know what I'm talking about. I'm living in overflow. I've been living in overflow. In the pandemic, don't ask me how it happened. In the natural, I can't explain it. But it's more than something natural. When you have faith, it goes into the supernatural. God blessed our ministry in the middle of the pandemic. While 1 in 10 churches in America closed, we survived and we thrived. Surviving is just making it, but thriving is going into overflow. I'm telling you, I'm in overflow right now. I'm blessed. I'm blessed on the north. I'm blessed on the south, the east, and the west. I'm living in overflow. I'm not behind on one bill. My bills are paid. My television's paid in advance. Why? I'm in overflow. And when you sow into a ministry, the anointing that ministry has stepped into, that anointing the ministry is experiencing, when you sow into that ministry, you sow into that anointing, the same thing can happen to you. You can step into overflow. Glory to God. The Spirit of God right now is so real. And the anointing, there's a word coming forth. You say it sounds too good to be true. That must mean it's God, because God does things that are so good, it seems too good to be true. And I hear in my spirit, your eyes have never seen, your ears have never heard what God's about to do in the next season of your life, in the overflow season. Somebody throughout, I challenge all of you throughout America and the world, just shout out loud if you can, overflow. Just shout it, overflow. It's your season of overflow. I got to take a break, but I will be right back. Hallelujah.
I want to share with you a new outreach ministry of Kingdom Living called NETS, Networking Entrepreneurs to Success. NETS was created for businessmen and women who desire to prosper in their professions and businesses. The purpose of NETS is to provide prophetic insight and wisdom, prophetic teachings, and words to help you prosper. And the vision is to bring like-minded business people together who desire to prosper, and in return will take the gospel of the kingdom around the world. One of the benefits of being a NETS member is the prayer covering that you will have under Prophet Hogan. He will have your name and your business name placed on the altar in his secret place, where he will be praying for you daily. You will also receive monthly communications by letter, where you will receive prophetic insight and instructions that will help your business to succeed and prosper. You will also receive prophetic texts throughout the month with prophetic revelation. Another thing you will receive is a beautiful certificate showing that you are a part of NETS to display in your business. You will also get to be a part of a monthly conference with prophetic Bobby Hogan and other members of NETS. I know from personal experience that being connected to the prophet and being in alignment with biblical laws will cause you to prosper. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 20:20, believe the prophets and you prosper. So for more information about this amazing opportunity, text the word NETS. That's NETS, the word NETS, to 479-755-8398, or call the office at 479-755-8888. We look forward to networking with you here at Kingdom Living Ministries.
One of the fastest growing outreaches of Kingdom Living Bobby Hogan Ministries is our daily prophetic text. Amos 3:7 says, God will do nothing till he first tells the prophets. 2 Chronicles 20:20 decrees that if you believe God, you'll be established. But if you believe his prophets, you will prosper. I can be in my secret place praying, or in fact anywhere in the world, receive a word from God, and through today's technology, people from throughout America and even the nations of the world within minutes can receive a text and know what God has spoken. To receive your daily prophetic text absolutely free, simply text the word prophet to 479-755-8398. That's the word prophet, P-R-O-P-H-E-T, to 479-755-8398 or 479-755-TEXT. Sign up today and begin to hear what God is saying through his prophet tomorrow. Overflow! Listen to this. Listen to this. Proverbs 3, 9 and 10. Solomon said, when you honor the Lord with your wealth and the first fruits of your increase, what did he say? Your barns will be completely filled. Your barns will be completely filled. And what else? and your vats overflowing with new wine. Overflow. I keep hearing. Some of you are saying it's just too good to be true. I repeat, that's why it's going to be something God does. He does things that are so far above our ability, things that we cannot even figure out. I cannot tell you how we lived in a thriving mode during the pandemic. Not just surviving, but we did. And all I can say is to God be the glory, great things he hath done. Let's look in the Word of God at a couple of stories very quickly that are very powerful when it comes to overflow. In the book of Luke chapter 5, Peter sold, S-O-W-E-D, his boat to Jesus. Jesus went out in the boat and talked to them on the shore and taught. When he got through, see, if you sow a seed, you got to get a harvest. Peter sowed a seed, his boat. And what happened? He got a harvest. You know, when I went on television 4.5 years ago, it was a real step of faith. And I challenged people in our churches to sow into television. And I sowed, S-O-W-E-D, my boat. Now, I like to fish. I do like to fish. I sold, S-O-W-E-D, my boat to go on to television. And what happened? Amen. I sold a seed. I had to get a harvest. God blessed me with a boat worth 4 or 5 times more than the one that I sold into the kingdom. And what happened? I didn't have to have a down payment. I didn't have to have half down. It was paid for. I was so blessed, paid for. Overflow. Come on, you understanding? I had a travel trailer, and I like my travel trailer. I called her Precious. I'd go down to the river, and go fishing. I didn't get to very much. I'm so busy, I hadn't hardly got to do any of that in the last few months. But I had this travel trailer. I'd go down to the Arkansas River and camp and pray and write books. I sold, S-O-W-E-D, that trailer into the kingdom. Sold it, put the money toward television. I sold it. What happened? I had to get a harvest. What happened? Amen. I got a travel trailer so much nicer and better and more expensive than the one I sold, and it's debt-free. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Don't you feel the anointing? Don't you feel it? Peter sold. He gave his boat to Jesus, and now he's got to get a harvest. And Jesus, when he got through preaching, he said to Peter, cast your nets, N-E-T-S, on the other side, the right side. Now, Peter could have got an attitude. Peter was a professional fisherman. Jesus was a preacher. Peter could have said, who are you to tell me to fish a certain way? You're a preacher and I'm a fisherman. Some of you want to get an attitude with the prophet or the prophetess when they give you an instruction that makes no sense. It made no sense for Peter to cast his nets out again because he had fished all night and caught nothing, and now it is daytime and you don't catch fish in the day like the night. But Peter said, I've fished all night, I've caught nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I'll let down a net. He didn't let down nets like Jesus said, but he let down a net. But notice, nevertheless, at thy word. Some of you, all you have is a word. You got a word that you're going to meet your husband, your wife. You got a word you're going on a missionary trip. You got a word you're going to Israel. You got a word you're going to build a church. You got a word you're going to get a new house, a new car. You got to have a door open. You're going to become a millionaire. All you have is a word. That's all you need. You put faith with the word, and it's going to come to pass. Woo! Glory to God. Peter said, I'm going to let down a net. I don't understand it, but I'm going to do it. He let down that net, and I say it this way, every fish in the sea tried to get in that net because there was a word behind that net going into the water. So many fish got in that net, Peter had to call his partner. His partner's in another boat. And they come, start putting fish in their boat, and both boats begin to sink. Why? Because they went into overflow. How much did Peter sell those fish for? Did it get him out of debt? Bible never says he went fishing again. How much? Was it a week's wages, a month's wages, a year's wages, 10 years' wages? There's no way of knowing. But I tell you, he got a harvest. He got wages that he had never got before. And he went into overflow as he obeyed and cast out a net, not nets like Jesus said. What if he would have cast out nets? What if he would have cast out five nets? What kind of harvest of fish would he have got? What if you would have sold 200 instead of 100? What if you would have sold 1,000 instead of 500? We limit ourselves. The woman that went to the prophet, they were coming to get her sons, the creditors, and he told her to borrow vessels. You know the story. And she poured into those vessels. But what if she had borrowed twice as many vessels? She would have got twice as much money from the oil. Come on. Don't limit God by your lack of faith, by your lack of sowing. Come on. God has an overflow season that he wants to start in your life now. I'm not saying, I repeat, I'm not talking about glory to God. 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, God is a now God. And there's some now things that God wants to do in your life. He wants now for your business to step into that season of overflow, your church, your ministry. There's a real anointing for businesses, real anointing for churches and ministries to step into that overflow, that season of overflow where you don't have to consider the cost. You do what's in your heart. I feel like prophesying. You go where you want to go. You do what you want to do. You buy what you want to buy. You sow what you want to sow. Before I go to be with the Lord at 120-year-old, I want to sow $1 million offering at one time, $1 million. And I want it to be that I don't even miss it. Glory to God. How would you like to sow 10,000, not even miss it? 10,000 needed for the refugees of Ukraine. 10,000 needed for a rehab. 20,000 needed for television. 40,000 needed for a crusade. Well, I'll do that. I'll do that. I had a lady who used to come to our church. She's going to be with the Lord. She was an elderly woman. She said, I used to want to go to the missionary field. I never could. But now I can, but I can't because I'm so old. She used to hand me blank checks, say, you fill it out. I said, Sister Juanita, you fill it out. She had match offerings. Amen. She was living in overflow. It's possible. I want you to hear a testimony of a great woman of God, Sister Arinda Wilson, Sister Winters from New York, who I prophesied to that the camels were coming. The camels were coming. Camels represents wealth in the Bible. They tell us one camel in the Bible could have been worth $1 million. And I prophesied to her the camels were coming, and I brought her a camel back from Israel. And here's her testimony.
A couple of years back, my apostle Bobby Ogun, he gave me a prophetic word that the camels is coming in my life. And I use that prophetic word and I stand on it. And he went to Israel and he brought back some camels. And I bought one of those camels and I bring it home with me. And immediately that word came to pass in my life. There was a man that I used to pray for and he gave me, he blessed me with three cars. One of them was either custom made. And there's a man of God that he said, I don't know what, but I have to bless you. The Lord placed in my heart to bless you. And he gave me like a big thing with a lot of Oso stuff, curtain blow dryers. Think of every Oso item. He even gave me the double overflow. So I thank God that Apostle Bobby Ogun is a true prophet of God. His word never falls to the ground.
Oh, listen to that. Did you hear that? What God did. Three cars give to her. Three cars, furniture. She stepped into overflow. She stepped into a season of blessings exceedingly, abundantly, and beyond. Quit thinking little. Start thinking big. In the story, and I wish I had time to get into this more, but I don't. But in the story, we find in John 6, where Jesus had compassion on the crowd, and he said, we got to buy food. We got to give them something to eat. And one of the disciples spoke up and said, 200 pennyworths of bread is not sufficient if everyone should take a little. That's what most people are thinking and believing, a little. If I could just have a little more money, if I could just have a little this, a little that. You got to start thinking like God. God don't think little. And Philip speaks up. Andrew speaks up. Andrew says, there's a lad here with five loaves and two fishes. There's a lad here with five loaves and two fishes. You know the story. Jesus, he took those loaves and he blessed and broke and said, give. And verse 11, they ate as much as they would. You talk about a buffet. They ate. Can I have some more? Sure. Well, I need some more. Sure. They ate until they were full. They ate as much as they wanted. It was a buffet, like all you want, all you can eat. And listen, after verse 13, they had eaten, they gathered 12 baskets full that was left. That's what you call overflow. They were thinking little, but God was thinking big. They were thinking 200 pennies worth. We'll just give everybody a little, but God wasn't thinking like that. He said, no, give me that you got. And he blessed and he broke it and he gave to the disciples and they gave. And everybody ate till they were full. Overflow and 12 baskets left over. My time is almost gone. There is such an anointing on this broadcast. If you receive this word, how do you know if you're receiving it? You feel something on the inside. Something's rising. Something's kind of alive inside of you. You're the ones I'm talking to. You're the remnant concerning this broadcast right now. Your spirit is bearing witness. Some of you know something big is in your future. Some of you know something big is getting ready to happen. And I've released a word to help you understand. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the church. It's an overflow season that you are stepping into. And I cannot say you're going to step into. I am saying you are stepping into it right now through the prophetic word. And I want you to sow into this anointing. The ground a farmer sows into is the ground the farmer reaps from. The anointing you sow into is the anointing you can expect to reap from. I am in an overflow season. You sow into that anointing upon my life in ministry, you can expect to receive the same anointing in your life. Understand that. Hallelujah. And I feel there's people today, and I'm going to tell you this, I feel there's businesses, churches, and ministries that you are ready for the overflow. Some of you have struggled, but your struggle is coming to an end. Your struggle is ending right now, I prophesy. Your struggle is ending. But I feel there's people in ministry, church pastors of churches, ministries, and businesses that need to sow a $542 seed. Enlarge your house, build a addition, spread out your house. Overflow's coming. $542 seed into this anointing. What can you lose? You've tried everything else. Some of you have tried the banks and all this. It just hadn't worked out. Try sowing a seed. Others of you are not on that level, but you can sow a $154.20 seed. $154.20 seed. And some of you, it really don't sow your level. Go above your level. Go above your level. Some of you, though, are not able to sow that, but you can sow a $54.20 seed. $54.20 seed. You tell the operator, if you write me, however, you say overflow. Just say overflow. I'm an overflow. I'm sowing for the overflow. Information's on the screen how to sow. I got to go. God bless you. Prophet Bobby Hogan, and it's your overflow season. Hallelujah.
This broadcast has been brought to you by the friends and partners of Bobby Hogan Ministries. If you have been blessed by this prophetic broadcast, prayerfully consider sowing a seed and help us continue preaching the word with a message of faith and hope. You may contact the ministry by calling 479-755-8888 or writing to us at Kingdom Living P.O. Box 2665, Fort Smith, Arkansas 72902. You may also visit our website, bobbyhogan.org.